T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WCCO time, 6:24. Blois Olson's here. Big day today in Minnesota. Another visit by another political notable of Blois. A couple of them, actually.
Yeah, Ivanka Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will be in town today. And they have dubbed this their Law and Order tour. So if you think about kind of the timing after the Breonna Taylor charges yesterday, some of the protests last night that were peaceful in Minnesota, but they did shut down Highway 94 for a while. They will be in town today, and obviously I think the national press will cover how they talk about it here in George Floyd's city, and obviously doing it in Minneapolis will kind of, I think, raise the visibility of the event. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was protesters outside the event site and things like that. So we'll watch that. And then just in the inbox this morning, after two police officers were shot in Louisville last night, U.S. Senate candidate Jason Lewis is going to hold a news conference at 10 a.m. this morning. And he's also set to speak at the Pence event. So Republicans will really try to drive home this law and order message today and try to find some political ground to be gained on it. People think that a lot of these issues are going to play with suburban voters. And so far, polls have not shown that Republicans have gained ground due to kind of the civil disobedience and rioting. But they believe that the, you know, being pro-cop is a winning message for the suburbs. So we'll wait and see.
Fundraising in the state right now, Blois, are we at record levels or where are we at? How are we doing?
Yeah, there are record levels. The House DFL proactively put out a release yesterday that said, you know, they've raised more than they've ever raised before, that they've that they'll have a lot of cash going into the end. Democrats, since they hold the House, want to make sure that they illustrate that they're in a strong position to try to keep the House. Republicans have started to say that they have a path to winning back the House, but we won't probably see Republican fundraising numbers until, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks before the election, maybe a month before the election.
What about Minnesota? Is there a chance to flip anything there?
Where about?
I mean, in our House of Representatives here in Minnesota.
Yeah, you know,
I think
there's...
We look at the federal level, but do you really think there's a shot of that happening?
Well, I think in the state level, I think that Republicans want to continue to talk about a path, but Democrats do have a lot of suburban seats where they feel very good running against Trump this year. And then they see some pickup opportunities, especially if Biden does have a stronger push. You know, a lot of those legislative seats, Dave, are won between, you know, 100 and 200 votes. And so that's where, if you look at some of the greater Minnesota seats, especially where college campuses are, if those college students are voting and that has helped DFLers in the past, and then this year they, you know, maybe vote by mail from home, that could definitely impact some of those legislative races. So there's a lot of unknowns. I won't be making a lot of predictions in those races before Election Day because there's just too much unknown.
Yeah. Do we have enough election workers this year, Blois? Have you heard?
We're still going to have more. I interviewed the Secretary of State earlier this week. It'll be on at 9 o'clock Sunday. We're going to talk about what we need to run this election on Affluence Forum. But we can take more volunteers. And you don't have to just volunteer in your community. So, for instance, if you live in Lakeville, but they need volunteers to work in Minneapolis, you can work the polls outside your community. And I think that's one of the things they're going to emphasize is some of these communities that are short, we may need to have some volunteers from some other communities.
Hey, how do I get your newsletter today?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and if you sign up in the next 12 minutes, you'll get today's edition.
He is Blois Olson. This is WCCO. Steve standing by with a news update. That's coming up next year on a rainy start to your Thursday morning in CCO land.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.